Okay, we're going to talk about tonight. The shiur is about in Yanim of Halachot Pesach. There's a few things that is a big machloket to how a person should be noik. What should you do? One is regarding cosmetics, things that soap, cleaning supplies, shampoo, soap, all these things, there's chametz in them. Is one allowed to use them on Pesach, or do you have to get a new one for Pesach? Number two, what's the halacha regarding...
The one of kasher Pesach.
Yeah, kasher, that's what I mean. And second thing is that do you have to get kasher the Pesach medicine? What's the story with medicine, medications? Yeah, so everybody has to, today, Rahman al-Islam, everybody has to use medication, some sort, everybody has to use something. That do you, what is one allowed to use medication for kasher lepesach, or you could use any type of medication that is out there without any special kasher lepesach ingredients. So this is the two things I want to talk about, and then the end, we're going to talk about some other Indian of Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch of Rachaim says that if somebody has ink, ink they used to make it out of chametz, right? The Shulchan Aruch said, "Diyo she'u mabushal b'sechar se'orim, mutar lichtov bo." If you have an ink made of barley, you are allowed to write with that ink on Pesach. And the Magen Avraham says that the mutar lichtovo, you are allowed to do that, what's the chidush? Velo chashinam she'iten kol moso letok pit. You are not worried, maybe take the pen, dip it inside the ink, and put it inside, into his mouth. Right? Why aren't you worried about that? Bechamez she'nifsal na'achilat kerev asur la'achila. Because anything that is, a dog would not eat it, right? Not a problem. The kevan shenaten shelo bekavana leka kepeda the dafkar lechulo bekavana asu dachshave. That's what Magen Avraham said here, because what the chametz was put into this ink without a kavana, and therefore is a sheela beachshave. But this is in the big sugya in the Gemara. What is achshave means? Achshave is something that you've thought about it. And you put it into something, and you meant to be there. And I want to explain to you what is the zan of achshava mean, because the all inyan of medication and the cosmetics and everything else that have chametz in them is a sugya of achshava. Achshava means is important. That's what achshava means. Achshava is chashuv, comes from the word chashuv. But what is this means? There's two inyanim of there's two inyanim, there's two things about achshav. One is that if you have a food, you have a food of certain ingredients inside that food. There's a chametz in it and not chametz in it. And when you mix both of them together, you get a product, an end product that is usable. Right? Now, if the food that you put inside, this ingredient that you put inside there, right, before you put the chametz product, before you put it inside there, it was something about edible, and then you put it inside that ingredient, and you make a finished product from that, then that chametz product is achshav, it was important. But if you put the chametz product inside something, but it not become edible until you finish, in other words, the end product is not chametz, but there is a chametz ingredients in it. But the chametz ingredients was not edible before you mixed it in. That's not achshav. Then what's the mashal for that? Let's take the mashal of soap. Right? Soap. What do they put inside the soap? So many different things that they put in there to make a soap. But some of the ingredients that they put inside the soap is chametz. But that chametz ingredient was not edible at all. At one time it was not edible. Therefore, the old soap is not important. It's nothing. But if you have something that at one time the plate, they took a piece of bread and put it inside the soap, right? That piece of bread was at one point was chashuv, was important. Then the inyan of achshave would apply to it. This is what the inyan of achshave is. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says there is another halacha, the same siman in Shulchan Aruch, two sa'ifim next to each other as two marans, machaber, says two halachot. One halacha says pat she'if pesha asura ba'achila. If you have a piece of bread got roughened, you are not allowed to eat it. Another halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have this dio that made of se'orim, if you have an ink made of barley, then it says you are allowed to use it. What's the difference? If I have a piece of bread that it got rotten out, it says it's a soup, no, you cannot even have it. But dio, if I have an ink that made of barley, it says that you are allowed to use it and you are not worried, maybe you take it, you dip the pen inside the ink and you put it inside your mouth. Why not? What's the difference between a patch of pesha and the osher tzorim? The chiluk is because the pat, the bread, at one time was edible. It's achshave, it's chashuv, at one day was chashuv. The diyo never was chashuv, because the only way you could make the diyo, the only way you could make the ink was to mix to get seorim. Seorim never was edible, and you mix it up together, and you made the ink. Therefore, the inyan of achshave never applied to the diyo, but to the other thing, to the bread applied. Now, if you understand this idea of achshave, let's apply it to everything else. Let's take soap, shampoo, and cleaning materials, everything that you have, detergents, everything else. Now, is it a shayla or is it not a shayla? According to this, it's not a shayla v'chlal, because when they mix everything together, even though there's alcohol in it, they have, some of them they have alcohol, some of them they have stuff that mamash is chamed, because at one point it was edible and it was chashuv. Therefore, the end product, even though that there is a chametz involved with it, is not different. It's not a big deal, and it's fine. Yeah.
Isn't the alcohol that's in it edible?
First of all, rubbing alcohol is not edible.
So we're talking
about grain alcohol, not. But rubbing alcohol. They don't use any potent alcohol, but they only use something. They don't take whiskey, put it in there. Right? The rubbing alcohol is nothing. It's not important. I mean, it's not edible.
Main ingredient of soap and shampoo, all this, that come from grease and oil. And then the oil in this and are edible.
The oil is not hummus. I'm talking about the hummus ingredients inside the shampoo.
So
what
soap. I also machmir and oil to be kosher
pesach. Oil is totally something else. The reason oil has to be kosher pesach because when they make it go through the machinery, it could be chametz in there.
So
that is something else.
Oil itself is okay.
The oil is not the problem. Oil is not chametz.
Liquid.
Okay. Now, therefore, according to this, is not the shayla. They are misad the inyan of achsha, which is all the roba poskin. That they have the issue with cleaning the detergents and everything else, their problem was the achshave.
Is that a Hebrew word?
Achshave is a Gemara, it's an Aramaic.
Aramaic word, right.
Now, Chazonish has a different idea. Chazonish says you are allowed to use everything. You are allowed to use all the materials, but for different reasons. He said, because your kavana is not to use the chametz, your kavana is to use the end product. The end product is not chametz. Has to do with your kavana. Why are you using the soap? Are you using the soap because there is chametz in it and therefore the chametz makes the soap better? That is asur. But if I'm using the soap, I don't care what's in there. I don't care if chametz in it, I don't care if pig in it, I don't care what's in it. I want to use the soap. I don't care about the chametz per se. And that's what Chazon Ish said. Therefore, all these things are mutar to use. Now, what about medication? The medication is a totally different situation.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that we can use these things?
Yes.
So why do they sell soap for $8 a bottle?
That's why you came to the shul tonight.
Yeah.
$8 now.
What about toothpaste?
Toothpaste is that was the kodel. Toothpaste should try to have it kosher the pesa.
Well, why not the same?
Because toothpaste could be some way the other.
Yeah, but the chametz that's in it, if there's chametz in it, wasn't originally used, as you say, is a definition of.
It's better to toothpaste is better than
the kosher.
Why can't you call it kosher? No, you eat it, you're the human being.
And you can use this on your dishes, this soap.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, next. Medication. That also applied, by the way, like deodorant and all that also is not a problem. You could use them also without special ashkacha for Pesach. Now, what's the story with medications? Do the medications need to have kosher Pesach, or could use any kind of medication? Shulchan Aruch says, lo ilos adam chitin ve'iten al gabe makato. So one is not allowed to have a piece of wheat and put it in your teeth and bite it down and then take it, put it on top of your makah. You have a problem in your hand, it said you are not allowed to take a chitim and put it on your makah. Why? Mipene shehen machnisot she'arok machnitz. So when you have your saliva, makes the wheat to a chamet, but once you put it in your mouth, take it out, put it on your makah, it's already chamet. You are not allowed to do that. So therefore, from here you see that you are not allowed to use medications. Because the medications have chamet in it. The lot of medications, they have mamash chamet in the medications. And from this Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that you are not allowed to use it. Now,
how do you relate that to swallowing something? Swallowing medication. How do you relate the scenario?
If it's chamet, it's chamet. What's the difference how you swallow?
Because you chewed it and you made chametz out of it by your saliva.
You didn't eat it. You just made it and put it out. Took it out.
Right. So, but that scenario. How do you equate that scenario to swallowing something that you're just?
For sure, the swallowing is asking. If that's also for sure, the swallowing is asking. And now there are two concepts that we need to understand. There is one pasuk the. Nifsal ma'achila, and there is one pasul ma'achilat kelem. There is one is ra'u la'achilat adam, one is ra'u la'achilat kelem. Now, Biur Halacha says that there are certain things that is not ra'u la'achilat adam, but is ra'u la'achilat kelem. Certain things that is not ra'u la'achilat kelem also. Two things here. Now, if you have something, you have a material, that Adam, human beings, are not going to eat it, but the kelev, dog, would eat it, then this is a machlok, it is a surah mutar. But if you have something that Adam would not eat it, and the dog would not eat it, then there is no problem, then it's mutar, another problem, it's fine. Now, if you have a medication, let's take a pill. You have a pill, and the ingredient of a pill, there's a chametz. The chametz is a part of the ingredient. Now, if you go according to what we spoke about, the principle of achshave, if there is nothing in it, and there was nothing from the beginning, when they included into making the medication, there was nothing that it was important, was not edible, was not chashuv, the end product was chashuv, then we don't care. It's fine. It's not a problem. But what about if at one time that thing was chashuv, then in the end is not chashuv. Then in the end is not important. Then you come to then you have a situation that is not a derech achila. But if it's not a derech achila, then istama is mutar. Now what Shulchan Aruch is talking about then? Shulchan Aruch is talking about the lo ilos adam. We cannot bite it and take it out and put it on your makah. So you can't, that's not the derech achila either. As Rav Ovadia says, that the reason there is asur is because they did it during Pesach. And there was this talking about somebody got up Pesach morning, got a matkah in his hand, and the only medication that he could use is take a piece of barley or wheat, bag it, and make it soft, and put it on your hand to feed to him. That is Asura Pesach, no Shaila. But if you have something that was before Pesach, is no raya from Shulchan Aruch, it's Asur. Shulchan Aruch is only talking about during Pesach. Right? And therefore, according to our idea, there is no raya from this Shulchan Aruch, that is Asur. Now, what about if you have a terufa, you have a medication that is not raya l'achil adam, but the kele would eat it. According to Chazon Ish, right? If you take the Sevarav Chazon Ish does not use the Sevarav Achshava Bichlal. He says, "As what's your kavana? Is your kavana is that when you take the medication, do you want to get better because of the chametz, or do you want to get better because of the medication itself? If you want to get better because of the medication, the end result of the medication, the end result of the medication is no chametz in it, then it's mutar." But if you're taking the medication because there is a chametz into that medication, and the chametz is going to make you better, and your savar, your kavana is to use that medication because of the chametz ingredient, then it's a tool to take it. This is what Chazon Ish holds. And it's a strong savara. Now, this man has said, anybody that takes a medication, nobody cares what's inside. And as long as it makes you better, you want to use it. Nobody, and they mix up so many different things into a pill in order to make a pill, right? That there's nobody even have a kavana because of the chametz or the not chametz or whatever it is. They use it because that medication is going to take care of your problems. That's the only reason they are using it. So therefore, according to Chazon Ish, there is not a problem at all to use that. Now, there's an interesting shayla in order to use it. The Noda Biuda has a very the beautiful shayla which would be that which really make a lot of pills and medications would be a shayla. Noda Biuda asks like this. He said, what happens that if the chelek, a small chelek of the medication is chametz, and that is the chelek that makes you better? You understand? In other words, you have a pill. Inside that pill, there's a small amount of chametz. But the effectiveness of that pill is only because of that chametz. Everything else is not important. And they mix up everything else to hold, to get the pill going. But the important ingredient of that pill is that chametz. Is that pill considered chametz or is that considered chametz? So now that Yehuda says, it's not a problem. That you are allowed to have that pill. Why? Because it said that chametz by itself is nothing. Without everything else, that chametz wouldn't be important. You understand? That even though that is an important ingredient in the pill, but the lemais, the bottom line, you wouldn't take that small ingredient and put it in your mouth. It wouldn't do you any good. Without everything else of the pill, without every other ingredient that goes into the pill to make the pill, that would not be important thing for you. Therefore, it's not that you the holds, that is not a shayla v'chlal, and you are allowed to take it. The Chazon Ish collects with not that you the Chazon Ish says that this, if you have a pill, that the ingredient, the important ingredient, even though the small amount, the important ingredient of that pill is chametz, right? Even though everything else that comes in and mixes in with that pill is not chametz, right? That because you, when you take this pill, you have a kavanah. You want to take the pill and the important ingredient is chametz. Like, I'll give you an example. If you go to a market and you buy fiber, there is fiber pills. What's the main ingredient of fiber? Barley, oat, wheat, every chametz in the market is by the pill. Right? But everything that comes with it is not important. When you buy fiber, what are you buying it for? You're buying it because there is a chametz in it. So according to Noda Biuda, it wouldn't be a problem, because Noda Biuda says, if you want to eat barley and wheat and everything else, go buy barley, wheat and eat it. The fact is buying the pit, because everything else that was mixed into that pit and made the pit possible, then it's not a problem. But according to Chazon Ish, because the main problem, the main thing, the main ingredient of that pit is chametz, that makes the pit to a chametz. And this is the machloket that the world has about pits. That's why you hear so many, there are places that they write the name of every pill in the world. That they call up, they give the name of a pill, they tell you it's chametz, it's not chametz, it's not the least, and they say, what do we do? Should we take it? Should we not take it? What should we do? What should we do? What's going on? It's unbelievable. Right? This is where the machloket comes from. So what makes a pill to a chametz or not to a chametz? What's the halacha l'maaseh? So you have a machloket between Chazon Ish and Noda Biuda, which is Amudei Olam. We could come have a paskin to say which one is right, which one is not right. It's not our place to do that. But let's understand how can we come with the Peshara. How can we find a way that we could cross the bridge between Chazon Ish and Noda Biuda? If there are few categories of somebody that is sick. If somebody is chole, shesh po sakana. If somebody is not much as a sick and there is sakana involved, then zofaila. Take whatever you have to take. If somebody has a blood pressure, high blood pressure, let's say. High blood pressure, if you don't take your pill on time, you could die. Or somebody has diabetes. You have to don't go check if your diabetic pills is fine or not. Take it. Don't have to check. These are sakana. So in Eretz Yisrael, they made, in Bnei Barak, they had a study done. People, after Pesach, they get more sick than before Pesach. Because the emergency rooms are packed. Because people weren't taking their medications. They were worried about it's chametz, not chametz. And all things like that, people weren't taking their medication. Therefore, if somebody has a medication, by the way, you have to understand what is cholesh eshpo sakana means. Cholesh eshpo sakana doesn't mean that you are right now in the sakana. Doesn't mean that. Cholesh eshpo sakana means that right, if you don't take this pill, you are going to get into sakana, you are considered cholesh eshpo sakana for now. Even though that now you are fine. In other words, if somebody does not take his high blood pressure medication, and because of the result of that, you are going to get a high blood pressure, and chas v'shalom, who knows what could happen to you, then from now on, from this point, you are considered cholesh eshpo sakana, and therefore you could take your medication.
Well, you could get high blood pressure. I mean, you don't know for sure
if you're going to... Now, if a doctor prescribed to you that you have to take your medication, it means that you have a high blood pressure. Or somebody Rahman Rasan has diabetes or anything else, any other problem that because of by you not taking it is going to become cholesh eshpo sakana. From this point on it's going to be cholesh eshpo sakana. Now what is the cholesh she'en bo sakana? There is an inyan of cholesh she'en bo sakana. What's a cholesh she'en bo sakana? Cholesh she'en bo sakana doesn't mean again that right now, let's say, cholesh eshpo sakana means somebody that his body hurts and he has to take to go to sleep. That's what cholesh eshpo sakana means. Now, what happens now? You are walking, you have a headache, you have a migraine. But now you find there's nothing wrong with you. You want to take a medication. If you don't take that medication, it's going to cause that you have to go sleep for 3 days. You're going to be so messed up that we cannot function anymore, you are considered cholesh eshpo sakana from this point on. Even though that you are not in bed, but if by you not taking that medication, you're going to get to the point of cholesh eshpo sakana, which means that if you don't take that, something's going to happen. Let's say somebody has a very minor cold. If you don't take aspirin or Tylenol or Advil or whatever it is, don't take it now. you're going to get worse, and because of that, you cannot go to shul yom tov morning, cannot go to learn, cannot get siddur seder, whatever it is, then you could take the medication. From now on, you are in the category of cholesh and bosakana. That's the second category. The third category, a lot of people take medicated vitamins. But vitamins are not going to save anybody's life. But there are certain vitamins that is so important to a person that it makes you stronger, and because without that, you cannot function, might become sicker, and you can have to stay in bed. That also goes to the choleshem v'sakana. But there is another category of michush be'alma. Michush be'alma means that you are allowed, it's better for you to take this medication. It's better to take a pill, but it's not a big deal. But you have, your feet hurts. If you don't take that pill, you walk better. If you take the pill, it's no problem. But if you don't take it, you have to lick. That's the michush be'alma. Now, in order to understand this machloket between Chazonish and Nodav Yehuda, if by cholesh ish basakana, it's not a part of the protective medication. If you are in a category of cholesh and basakana, which a lot of people that they take the medication are in that category, you are also allowed to take any of the medication except those that are sealed, those that they have good taste, or they are drinkable, those that has to be kosher Pesach, but any pills or capsules or anything like that, you are allowed to take because of, you could rely on Nodav Yehuda, if you are the cholesh and basakana. But michush ba'alma, you should be machmir and don't take any medication if it's not important for you to take that medication because you are not in the category of cholesh and basakana. That's the way could cross the bridge between. By the way, this halacha also applies to a non-kosher medications. That's why the non-kosher medications also, we don't have to worry about anything else, because the same Indian, the same issues are with the pills that they have chametz in them, the same issues also applies by the non-kosher medications also, the same halachic perspective that they have on chametz, you have with the non-kosher medications also. This is the halacha lemaaseh that they could rely on and they could go on and they rely on this on the medication. Yeah.
Then you pick a medication which is non-kosher, like gelatin or something like that. You know for sure this in the Indian ingredient. Are you allowed to take the link?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought not that you know of such any non-kosher medication because they're like...
It's
swallowing it.
There's not one of the things not there, chachila, that's right. But if you have, let's say you have a syrup, the syrup has a non-kosher ingredient, right? Like robitussin. Robitussin is non-kosher.
Liquid, you're not allowed to take.
That's right. That you are not allowed to take. But pills, because there's two issues with them. One is, there's not there, chachila, also, is no akshav of it. That you have no David and Chazonish here. Because when you take that medication, you don't care about the gelatin. You care about the complete finished product that you want to take make you feel better. And see, according to Chazon Ish, there is a kula and there is a chumra. You understand? If you go based on Chazon Ish, you have a kula and you have a chumra. The kula is that nobody takes medication because I don't care what's inside of it. Right? I care about taking the medication. I take what the thing that makes me better. That's what I want. But if you go according to Chazon Ish, if the main ingredient of that medication is chametz or tref, then if you go according to Chazon Ish, if you have a kavanah to take that medication, for that medication has something to make you better, and medication is tref or chametz, then you may happen to the chametz. You understand? Therefore, no matter how you look at the Chazon Ish, you got this one, you got that one. The Chazon Ish situation only comes to play if the main ingredient in that pill on that medication, the main thing is chametz. Most of the pills, the main ingredient is not chametz, or is not shred. Most of them. Except the liquid ones, that could be a problem. But otherwise, most of them is not. But I want to tell you something. The most of the poskim also paskin like no Dabi Yehuda. Why the paskin like no Dabi Yehuda? But Mishnah Berura paskin brings chazonish, and it doesn't mean chazonish, but it goes based on the chazonish. Shulchan Aruch Harab Alatanya also goes according to chazonish Sabara. You have this, you have the chazonish, you have this and Shulchan Aruch Harab, and then you have the no Dabi Yehuda and a lot of other poskim that go. Achiezer goes according to no Dabi Yehuda. A lot of other poskim. But it's a mamash big machloket here. That's why you hear so many different ideas about pills and medication and why so people are machmir, make it. It's not pasul, it's not a clear-cut situation. That's why there are so many different ideas about it.
In other words, you're not
allowed
to
chew balls
and
you need chew balls. Chew balls, that's right.
Chew balls,
that's right.
And how about the, what do you call it, the fish oil, the omega one? That has a taste of a fish.
There's another taste.
Huh?
Omega 3, there's another taste. The problem with omega 3 is that they take from non kosher fish.
Yeah,
okay, that's the problem. And now, the shayla is a very good question. Because if you buy omega 3 pills, kosher ones cost three times more than the non kosher ones. If you buy the non-kosher ones, but whatever, $20, $30, the kosher one costs $70, $80. It's a big difference in the price.
Yeah.
Now, what's the halacha? We have the sugya. We just learned the sugya. Now, what do you think, according to what we learned right now?
You're allowed to.
Why?
You don't care. You want to get better. You don't want to eat the non-kosher.
But it is, because this is what you're having. But the main ingredient is the oil, is the fish.
Which fish?
The non-kosher, most of them, they tell you what it is.
But
the thing is, there's two things there. One is that you are taking, it's not the rechachila. That's one thing, it's not the one. Huh? Pills, I'm talking about pills. The liquid is the problem. Talking about pills. The pill is not a derech achila. It's not a derech achila, but you have the question with the achshave, and you have this situation what we spoke about. You have the achshave, and you have the kavanah, kor chazonish, what your kavanah is. The achshave is not a shayla, because it never goes to the achila. But according to, if you go again, because of the chazonish, Savara is a chumra also involved in this.
We wanted to help you.
You want the fish oil. You want the fish oil. Yes. That's what you want. And the fish oil is shrimp.
It's more about the essential to human diet.
This is
the
day. Yeah,
this is good. Every day, if you stop,
for the other day, you're talking about all year.
All year.
All year.
Not
all year.
Yeah, the question is very bad.
Rabbi Yabi Omer says like this. He says that you are allowed to take the non-kosher ones, only if you cannot get the kosher ones. Right. He says if you don't have the kosher, if you have a kosher, you should try to get the kosher ones. But if you don't, let's say there is a certain brand that the doctor prescribed to you. If they prescribe you a certain brand to take, and there is no kosher one of that, then you could take that. But if the regular omega-3 that you have in the store, if they could get the kosher one, then should not. Because you have this machloket, you understand? When you have this machloket of no Dabi Yehuda, and by the way, according to no Dabi Yehuda, would be fine. Because according to no Dabi Yehuda, a small amount of it is shred. Everything else is fine. Even though that the small amount of shred that is inside of the pill is the one that makes you better, right? That according to another, doesn't matter.
But there's a small part.
The small part.
You don't know which part, really. I mean,
it could be a small part, it could be a part, but it's not that there are there's two things here. Yeah.
But you cannot find
You could buy, you could find, which today, you could find kosher oil.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, you could all tell them, make a phone call, they sell it.
Because
the Hashivas, the small part, you can't sell it to? No, Hashivas is in the Minatora. Yeah. Okay. So? According to Nodab Yudah, according to Nodab is not the problem. Right. According to Chazon is the problem because this is what you mitkaveh. It's what you want to have. Okay.
Does the Ravadia say that the capsules are not a problem anyway because it's so, the trait is processed so much that it's the capsules are not such much the gelatin capsules are not so much of a problem?
That's what the Ravadia says. That's not the Ravadia.
Okay. Yeah, what about Timtum Alev?
Timtum Alev?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even let's say not there in the Chila, so you can take it. Do we say that
Timtum Alev is only a problem if halachically you are not allowed to take.
Uh-huh. So if halachically it's okay to take it?
Then there is no Timtum Alev. Okay, now let's talk about a few halachot regarding siyum. No, the siyum masechet, the Pe'er HaPesach, every Bechor has to fast. Today, this man has a reporter, they are tired of fasting, or they can't focus on Seder night. Chazal, they came out with a solution of having a Siyum Masechet on Erev Pesach to take care of it all, just be invited or be involved in the Siyum Masechet, and because of that, you don't have to fast on Erev Pesach. Now, what is the reason of Ta'anit B'chorot Bichlah? Chida says that the reason for Ta'anit B'chorot is because really on Leila Pesach, Leila Seder, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill all the Bechorot, and the Bechor Israel was saved because of the Zecher Lenes, we are celebrating that we saved us, and because of that, we are fasting that Hashem was saved us before that. Now, really, the Ta'anit B'chorot should have been the first day of Pesach. And Chida says, because we are not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, they postponed the fast to day before Pesach, the Erev Pesach. That's one reason. The other reason, he said, there's another reason that there's a Teshuot Zichron Yehuda. He said that the Bechorim, they fasted in Mitzrayim, that the Chodesh Baruch Hu should not do anything to them. And it was Hashem said, there's going to be a Makat Bechorot. All the Bechorei Israel, they fasted Erev Pesach. Because they were worried that Hashem is going to kill them too. Because of that, we are fasting also that Hashem should not do. Because of that fast, that the Bechorim, they fasted. And Erev Pesach, we are fasting that Hashem should not do anything to us. Now, the question is, what about if you have a female Bechor, Bechorah? Why not? The Torah doesn't say it was only Zachar. Doesn't say that the Makat Bechorot doesn't say it was only male. It says the firstborn. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mechaber Or, that Mechaber should fast too. Shulchan Aruch holds that the female also should fast. Because this is Shulchan Aruch says there is a tefas because they were also part of the nest. When Hashem said the Bechorei Israel, the female also was part of it. Rema says that they don't have to fast because the Kedusha Bechorot does not apply to females. Kedusha Bechorot does not apply to them. Nothing to do with the Mikdash. The Bechorot Radochar. In other words, if you give them the old Kedusha of the Bechorot, all Indian of Bechorot applies to them, then the Indian of Bechorot does not apply to Nekeva. You understand? Right. That's what Rema holds. Shulchan Aruch says, but that has nothing to do with that. They fell in Mitzrayim, the Makat Bechorot came about, Nekevot also was part of the problem. The Hashem saved them too, they should fast. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if the women that are Bechor, they could come to Shul to listen to Siyum, they should come and be part of it. Or if they cannot come, it's hard for them, then they should prepare something for the Siyum this way they are involved with the siyum, they could be, because of the machloka that is there, they could be patur from fasting also. The minhag is this. A lot of Sephardim are machnes, they do that. According to Ashkenaz, Rav Eliashiv said that. Rav Eliashiv said that if the women, they should do something, if they are firstborn, they should do something to be involved with the making the siyum. And there was, buy the cake, make the cake, buy, they didn't prepare the siyum, this way they don't have to.
For the men you're talking about, to buy something for the men?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. They bring it to shul.
Right.
About the five, the Nikolai is the minor. So the father should do
no. Don't have to do.
It's not like
a... Not the Bachor, right.
You mentioned somebody, I forget his name, that held that they possibly fasted on Erev Pesach. Is that what you said?
I said Bachorot should fast on Erev Pesach.
No, you said the reason why we do it, because in Mitzrayim, they possibly fasted on Erev Pesach.
That's what we always said, because the Bachorot Israel, they fasted... Then Hashem should not do anything.
But didn't they have a suda that night because they had it with the blood on the door and they killed the
baby? Yeah.
So how can you fast if you're... On Erev Pesach.
Right.
That would be the day before
that the Makat Becholot came about. Makat Becholot was the night of Pesach, not the night of Erev Pesach. Okay? Now, the other question that also is very common, what happens if a child is born is less than 30 days old? Is the father of an obligation to fast for him or not? Now the question is like this. Is the firstborn? If he's the firstborn, then the father should fast. But some say it's patur because it's a safek nefel. If he then do pidyon haben and it's not a human being yet. In the eyes of Gemara, a child is less than 30 days old is not the safek nefel. And because it didn't really become something, it's patur from fasting. And some say that you have to fast. The reason is because the rope, the most of the tinokot are not noflim. Most of the rope, according to rope is not. And therefore they should fast. The halacha is if the father could find a minyan to go in, to be a listen to Siyum, the Kalut, he should do that. Otherwise, if it's hard for them to fight an Inyan, they could be maker, they don't have to pass the Kabbalah, they don't have to. Now, there's another question that also is very common. What happens if a child was born the C-section? If a C-section would also be a problem of the Tino, that's also. Yeshomrim Shechayav, Yeshomrim Shepatur. Some say Chayav, some say Nadur. But what's the reason that it's patur? Because it's not a bechor leidyan pidyon nachala. In other words, if somebody has a child, the child was born through C-section, is not considered a firstborn to get Yerusha. He's not going to inherit and to double. Understand? Therefore, does not have all the alachot of being a bechor. That's why it's patur. And according to those that say Chayav, so-called, they were part of the nest. Right? They consider the Bechor. And if they are considered a Bechor, therefore they have to give them the status of being a Bechor, they should fast. And Pesach also. The Kapachayim says, La'alacha, that they don't have to fast. The child was born in the Tuach Kisrin C-section, they don't have to fast. And the child that comes after, then after they don't have to fast. This is free. The sister one doesn't have to fast. The one after that also doesn't have to fast.
But there has to be better reference.
Yes.
For that.
Right. Yeah. They have to fast too. To fast, yes. Now, the other, one more thing. What happens if somebody... If you have a convert, if the convert was a firstborn, right? Now we converted to Judaism. Should they fast or not?
Too late. No.
Too late.
A new person.
Not Pashut. שאומרים שחייה שאומרים שפטור, לכן זה פינגר. What's the עניין is פטור? Because גר שמתגייר כקטן שנולד גם. Like a new human being. Like somebody was born from the beginning. There's nothing to do with anything. Right? But according to those that they say is chayav, because this ger, he was saved in Mitzrayim too.
Why?
But because when he was a Jew, because if he would be, it says that Jew, the Mitzrayim Mitzal in Nitgayer. And there was if he would be in Mitzrayim, and he would be in Nitgayer, he would be saved.
He was born to go in.
But is
the Shama
was on Mount
Sinai? It doesn't matter. Because if, let's say this human being would be in the same, would be in the Gayer, it would become part of that, would be saved because of the mess that happened to the Jews.
Well,
he was in the Gayer, let's say what happened. Rav Wazman, Shevet HaLevim, he holds that the chayav to fast. So Rav Avraham wasn't holding that the chayav to fast. La halacha again, if you could find the siyum to be part of the siyum, they should do that. Good night.